Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, 'For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted them by the Father.' Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him." So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whenever I meet with a new congregation, it's always one thing or the other when it comes to the homily. It's either it is a very short homily or it's a very long homily. So I will leave you to maybe think of what you would want. Do you want a long one or a short one? I'll see what happens, but if I go for too long, you know what you can do? Just say to me, "Father Anthony, that's enough. We've had enough for today." And just a lot of thoughts in my mind. And as we proceed to the altar, I thought of Father Robert De Grandis. He was a priest in the United States who traveled to different parts of the world, and he was buried this week. And my thought goes out to his congregation, the Josephite priest, who ministered especially to the African-American communities in the United States. But Father Robert De Grandis took up as his mission, you know, talking about the healing of the families, healing of the family tree. One of the presentations that he makes very strongly is on how the Eucharist is a source of healing for families. I mean, people look for all sort of help in different places. We know all about our own vulnerability, our sinfulness, and our brokenness, and how sometimes we struggle and we look for help. We visit hospitals, we go to psychologists, we come into prayer. But Father Robert De Grandis, for the years that he lived, talked about the Eucharist. He preached the Eucharist. He recommended that families should be able to immerse in themselves in the Eucharist, and that an offering of the Eucharist can go a long way. And I know that each and every one of us who have come to Mass this evening, we come with that sentiment of faith, coming to Mass to celebrate the Eucharist. And in the last 5 Sundays, this is the 5th Sunday, dear friends, we've been hearing about Jesus saying, "My body is real food and my blood is real drink." And we begin this weekend's gospel. If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And I just want us to stop for a moment and think about that. Do we really come to terms with this, or is it something that has been presented to us over the years? Is it something that we truly believe, or is it something that we have really done mechanically for several years and we just know that it's a weekend and so let's go to Mass? One of the things that I've done, especially in the course of priestly ministry in the last 15 years, would be, you know, going to the sacrament of reconciliation or seeking advice, especially from priests who've done the ministry longer than myself. And I met this priest in South Africa, call it about 8-9 years ago, a priest that I thought he was very wise. And during the time of our conversation, just before, I think it was, would have been my 5th ordination anniversary, and I asked him the question, Father, tell me, what is it that has kept you over the years? What is it that has held you together over the years? He was a priest nearly 50 years ordained. And he said to me, it's been the celebration of the Eucharist. It's been the Mass. And I'm sure if I were to turn to my brother, Father Gary, he would say the same thing to me. But what about you? What about each and every one of us who have come to celebrate this Mass? Do we see this as a meeting point, something that really, really is the central part of our lives? Now, it is said that in every generation, there is always a crisis of the Eucharist, the crisis of the Eucharist. And in this gospel, we have the beginning of that crisis. See, as we started reading from St. John's Gospel 4 or 5 Sundays ago, it started with the miracle of the multiplication of loaves. And the next day, the next weekend, we read the gospel where we saw a number of people following Jesus, and as they saw Jesus, Jesus looks at them and says, I know you are not looking for me because you are really looking for me. You are looking for me because I gave you bread last time and you are looking for that bread. He said to them, look for that bread that will last forever. And he led them to an understanding, I am that bread of life. And as leading to this particular Sunday, we come to this point where there is a crisis of faith. Now, the people are saying to him, this is a difficult teaching. I don't know how much we can all relate to that. When was that moment that we came to understand that teaching of Jesus on the Eucharist, saying, this is my body, this is my blood? And as we come to this Mass, and the priest says to you, the body of Christ, you know, dear friends, and we say amen, that is very important. It's very important that we say amen. But do we really mean it? Do we really mean it at the end of the day? Because if we really mean it, something important has happened to us. We have received the body of Jesus. We have received his blood. The church teaches, following what Jesus had handed over, that in the sacred space is the real presence of Jesus. That's the teaching. That's what Jesus has said. And it's not just what the church has made up. We believe in what Jesus has said. And it is also important for our own generation to step in and say, this is what we believe in. When we lose the Eucharist, dear friends, we have lost everything. And we pray for missionaries around the world, priests that I've seen in different places, bringing the life of Jesus to people, especially in very difficult places. And as we come to this mission weekend, and as I've come from the Diocese of Ikotekwene in Nigeria, representing Bishop Kamil Zusumo, I'd like to first and foremost ask you for your prayers. I, in the course of my 15 years of service as a priest, spent 4 years of missionary work in South Africa. And I was in the fringes, and I know that it can be difficult. And the prayers of people from my own family, people that I know, and whenever I ask them, please intercede and pray for me, really, really helped me through those years. So I came to Canada to study and also to do ministry 6 years ago. I've also benefited from the prayers of the people. Dear friends, even in the midst of this crisis that we experience in the church, even at this time, I tell you, our prayers to Jesus will go a long way to helping, you know, in the flourishing of the gospel, in the preaching of God's word in season and out of season. Particularly this weekend, having said all that, it's not just about maybe asking for money, but just to relate to you some kind of situation concerning the Diocese of Ikotekwene in Nigeria. It's a small diocese in the southern part of Nigeria. And Bishop Kamilu Sumor, in the last 2-3 years, has been part of the co-op program here in the Diocese of Hamilton, one of the projects that the diocese has really taken very seriously. And the bishop has actually, he has taken this very seriously, and he's asking me that I should come this weekend to relate to you what he is doing with a hospital known as St. Mary's Hospital within the diocese. It's a hospital established by the diocese, taking care of especially pregnant women and also those who are seriously ill. Within Nigeria, generally, there is nothing like medical help. There is nothing like OHIP. And so the people struggle on their own if they are sick to get to the hospital. But the project that the church in Ikorekpene has been embarking upon in the last 2 years, going to 3 now, has been an outreach program whereby through the St. Mary Hospital, Urakpan, they go to those areas where you can find people who cannot even afford transportation, not to talk of the medical bill to go to hospital. In fact, they live in remote villages. And so this is a kind of program that the diocese has taken up to have an outreach to the poorest of the poor. And when these outreaches are carried out, the medical aid that is given to these people is given to free of charge. And I tell you, your contributions this weekend will go to helping in the continuation of this project. And I would say at the end, if you cannot contribute out of your prayers, that the Diocese of Ikorekpene will continue in its own missionary work in preaching the gospel and helping the poor. But my prayers for Father Gary and for all the members of Holy Family Parish this weekend is that the Lord will bless your mission and your families.